Chazar says, "Ichnish mishabachi chesel shagun Rav Yehuda mishech the Shabbos daf lamed." So the Mishnah: if someone extinguishes a flame because he has a fear of goyim or robbers that are there, or because of a ruach ra, or for a sick person who is sleeping, he's potter. But if he extinguishes a flame because he wants to save the lamp, or he wants to save the oil or the wick, then he's a mechayev. Rabbi Yossi says he's potter except for the case when he's trying to save the wick, because in doing so he creates charcoal. From the fact that the Tanakhama says he's chayev in the second set of cases in the Mishnah, it must be that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that melacha she'eino tzricha l'guf is going to be chayev. But then if in the first set of cases, why does it say he's potter for extinguishing for a choyla? If it's a choyla she'eish b'sakon, he should be mutter, not just potter. And if it's not, if it's a choyla she'ein b'sakon, he should be chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, we're discussing a choyla she'eish b'sakon. And really it's mutter, but since the end of the Mishnah talks about chayev, so we want to say potter, so it should be potter and chayev, which are stylistically in sync. The question was asked of Tanchun of Nevi. He said, are you allowed to extinguish a candle for a seriously ill person to benefit a seriously ill person? So before he answered, he first gave a long drasha. He dashed in his follows. He said, but David HaMelech says, Loi HaMesim Yahaluka, which show that the living are better than those who have passed. And Kehela, Shloime contradicts that when he says, V'shabeach Anias HaMesim is mashma, that he thinks that the those who have passed are better than the living. But then again, Shloime in Kehela, Shloime says, Ki LaKelev Chai, which is mashma that the living are better than those who have passed. He explains there's no contradiction. David HaMelech was saying loy ha'meis mihaluka. He was referring to being able to perform Torah mitzvahs, and that way the living are better than those who have passed. When Shlomo HaMelech praised the those who have passed, he was referring to specific meisim, the ovois who is their schus the yidden were forgiven for the eagle Moshe Rabbeinu whose gzeiros live forever. David HaMelech whose schus the doors of the Beis Hamikdash opened up to allow the Aron in, etc. Then, when Shlomo HaMelech praised the living in Keheles, he was referring to a very specific incident that happened when David HaMelech died on Shabbos and his body was out in the sun, so he had to get special permission to bring it in, but on the other hand, he was allowed to go ahead and touch things which nevela and bring it to a living dog. So in that way, he was showing, look, a living being is more chashuv than Nebuch Ames. Then he went and answered the question that was posed to him. He said like this. He says, a candle, a ner is called a ner, and a neshama of a person is called a ner. He said, it's better off that the human ner of a regular candle should be extinguished for and give way for the ner of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the neshama that we should allow a choyla sheish besakona to try to be back healthy. Yehuda Breda Rav Shmuel Bashilas, in the name of Rav, said that the Chachamim wanted to hide Sefer Kehelas because we find that their psukim seem to be sicer each other. But they did not, they decided against hiding it because the beginning is Divrei Torah and the end of the Divrei is Divrei Torah, which Gemara explains to me, and it talks about the tremendous chashivas of Torah. The Gemara goes through some of the contradictions that we find and answers them. In one place it says that anger is better than laughter. In another place it says that laughter is praiseworthy. So our answer is, as when the anger refers to anger that Hashem shows to the tzaddikim in this world by punishing them so that they're cleansed of their sins and they have a full reward in Olam Haba. And that's better than the laughter which refers to the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the Rishayim in this world by rewarding them in this world, because that all it does is set them up for Gehenna. And when we say that laughter is praiseworthy, that refers to the laughter, the good that Hashem shows to tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Another contradiction: in one place it says the Kehelas praises joy, and another place it says that joy has no use. It is answered by explaining the first place refers to the joy of a mitzvah. The second refers to other joys, and teaches that the Shechina only rests amidst next to the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Yehuda says learning with Simcha is even very important when learning Halacha. Rava says being with Simcha actually leads to having good dreams. We find that Rav Gizel Merav says you have to learn with fear and trepidation in front of your by your Rebbe. Whereas that refers to the Talmud in front of the Rebbe, but the Rebbe must have the Simcha in order to instill it in his Talmidim. Or we could even say that a Rebbe is supposed to begin with joy, like Milsa B'duchasa, and then go into and get more serious about the actual learning. The Chumra also think about hiding Mishlei, because also there were a bunch of contradictions, but then they said, look, we see that there were contradictions, and Gehel is what we thought were contradictions, that we were able to be answers. It must be the contradictions of Mishlei also can be answered, and therefore we're not going to hide it. One such contradiction is, in one place we say, don't be busy answering a fool. Another place we say that you should answer a fool. But the answer is that it's not a contradiction, because when should you answer a fool? That's when he's questioning Divrei Torah. When you don't answer a fool is when he's bothering you and asking you about other things. Like we find that there was someone who made claims that to Rebbe that his children were mamzerim, or to Rebbe Gamliel that he himself was a mamzer, they just simply didn't address their claims, and the Gemara says these people were actually punished and killed. But yet we find that when people challenged Rebbe Gamliel's claims of words of Torah, then he didn't just let it slide. He did answer them, and he made sure to prove them wrong. Mor gives a few examples. One he said that Bizman Mashiach, the women will conceive and give birth on the same day, and the Talmud laughed and said, Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. He showed the Talmud that this phenomenon really does occur by a chicken. It can give an egg every day. And he also said that Bizman Mashiach that trees will bear fruit every day. Again, the Talmud laughed, Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. He went and he showed him the Tzlaf tree, which really grows very different parts of it grow very quickly, so it's like it grows every day. And finally, he said also, Bizman Mashiach, Eretz Yisrael will grow mamish baked rolls and wool clothing will just grow out of the ground. The Talmud left again, said the same thing. He answered, he showed him mushrooms which grow quick and complete and they look like rolls. Then he showed him the woolly substance under the bark of a palm tree which looks like wool. So you see that these things do grow from the ground. And it's ke'en, like it will be, Bizman HaMashiach, Mehevi Yomenu Amen.